Christian, you mentioned in your Gita Daily article that ahankar as an object is different from ahankar as a concept. Can you explain the difference between the two? Answer: ahankar is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as one of the material elements in the verse 7.4. So now all the other material elements, if we see, at least the gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, we can easily understand that they are tangible external objects. So the earth is an object, and similarly water, fire, air also objects. So now in the same succession, when Krishna mentions mind, intelligence and ego, so Krishna classifies all of them as a part of the material energy. And being a part of the material energy, they also have an objective existence. Of course, they are subtle. They are not gross. We cannot sense their presence with our senses. But at the same time, they do exist as objective entities. They exist as building blocks of the universe and building blocks of the body. So even when the soul departs from the universe, it is described that there are various coverings in the universe. So the various elements have an objective existence, and they comprise objective layers in the covering of the universe. So just as earth, water, fire, air are objects, objective things, similarly mind, intelligence, ego also things. Now we also consider the ego to be a conception. So for example, Indian may have the conception of identifying with India. So the false ego, in that sense, the content of the false ego is different for an Indian than it is for, say, a Pakistani or American. But they all have the common element, false ego, and the conception of identifying with a particular nationality that is established through the element false ego. So that is, the element false ego is the tool for the concept of false ego to be established. So for the spiritual soul to function in the material world, there has to be some functional tools. So for example, when Gandhari covered her eyes and was no longer able to see, so there is the concept of seeing and there is the tool for seeing. So she obscured the tool for seeing, that was the eyes, by covering her eyes through blindfolds. But still, the concept of seeing is different from the tool for seeing. Or another example, when a person becomes self-realized and, say, becomes free from lust and free from sex desire, then at that time also the organ for sex will still remain in the body of the person. So that is the concept of sexual enjoyment, and that is the tool for sexual enjoyment. So even when the concept of sexual enjoyment has been removed by purification, the tool for sexual enjoyment will remain, and the tool for sexual enjoyment will serve some other purpose, say excretory purpose or whatever. So this is an example to understand how the concept may be eradicated, but still the tool may remain. So similarly, when a person becomes self-realized, at that time, for that person, there is no concept of false ego. That person does not identify with the body that he or she has, or with the nationality or any similar bodily designation. And in that sense, that person does not have an ego. But then Srila Prabhupada would differentiate between the false ego and the true ego. So the sense of I-ness is there, and the person will identify that oneself as a soul, as a servant of Krishna. So that is so the conception of the ego will remain, but now it will not be false ego, it will be true ego. But at the same time, although the false ego has been, in a sense, destroyed, the element called ahankar will still remain as a constituent of the material body. So the concept of jivan mukta indicates that the concept of false ego is destroyed, but still the gross body is there. And the subtle body is also there. When the subtle body is also destroyed along with the gross body, At that time, the soul becomes liberated and returns back to the spiritual world. That is called as the concept of Videha Mukti. Videha means without the body. So one leaves the body and becomes liberated and goes back to the spiritual world. So for the spiritually realized souls, the difference between the concept and the object of false ego, that will be very clear. For others, we have the false ego, the conception that I am so and so at a material level, and we, that identification, that misidentification works through the tool that is the element called false ego. And as we become purified, our conception of the misidentification will decrease, but that doesn't mean that accordingly the percentage of the element called false ego in the subtle body will decrease. No, whatever it is still there. And of course, to use the term percentage for false ego may be a confusion of categories, because percentage is something which we apply to our gross conceptions, to gross objects. So how much we can apply it to the subtle conceptions will also be questionable. But nonetheless, the point remains that there is a tool, and the tool, the soul can use it or the soul can refuse to use it. And if the soul refuses to use that tool, then there is no longer the conception of misidentification. But the tool remains as long as the soul has a material body. Thank you.